During her 8 years on the Dallas City Council, Angela Hunt was often the dissenter, questioning issues and proposals that had the support of a majority of her colleagues. She led a referendum against the proposed Trinity Toll Road, brokered a peace between neighbors and noisy, rowdy bars on Lower Greenville, advanced preservation of historic neighborhoods, and helped create the Arts District.
I'll tell you, I have loved public service.
District 14 stretches from Love Field through Turtle Creek, downtown, and East Dallas to the south tip of White Rock Lake. Hunt says it's a diverse district that she expects to grow significantly over the next 10 years. She says her successor will have to address those growing pains by managing new development, protecting neighborhoods, and fixing streets. District 14 residents Dan Barbara and Patrick Murphy have a message for the new council member, whoever that may be.
Definitely want the streets fixed, especially with the taxes we pay. It's ridiculous that we have potholes, you know, coming out of our driveways.
Just the roads. Fix the streets.
The 2012 bond package passed by voters in November contains $13 million for repair and reconstruction of nearly 20 major streets in the district. But bumpy streets are not the only concern residents want the new council member to address. Jill Smits lives in Junius Heights, the city's largest historic district, more than 800 homes in Old East Dallas.
We're a little bit worried about what kind of development might be going on there. It's becoming more popular. We'd like to keep it feeling like it does now. We like the diversity and the fact that it feels urban and not a lot of high-rises and things like that.
Managing inevitable development has also been a priority for Angela Hunt. She lives in the upscale M Streets neighborhood known for its Tudor architecture.
I love the fact that residents care enough to protect that charm and that character. So I think one of the continuous challenges is ensuring that we uphold our historic and conservation districts and also support and nurture any nascent conservation districts or historic districts that are interested in being developed.
Whoever takes the District 14 seat will face complex issues, aging roads and inadequate storm drainage, whether to build a toll road inside the Trinity River levees, when to raise taxes, and a steep learning curve.
There is a period of time where they have to just learn that organization's culture. They have to establish themselves as partners and equals in the decision-making process, that their input is respected and valued by their colleagues on the council.
Robert Bland is chair of the Public Administration Department at the University of North Texas. He says how fast a new council member gets acclimated depends on previous experience, such as serving on boards and commissions. He says despite what could be a slow start, it's good to get new energy and ideas into local government. But there is one vote incumbent Angela Hunt does not want to pass on to her successor, gas drilling.
This council has the information, has the knowledge base, understands the issues. And when you are a new council member, no matter how smart you are and engaged, you just don't have the same knowledge base.
Hunt says it does not appear likely she will get to vote on gas drilling on parkland before she leaves the council. KERA asked the seven candidates their positions on drilling. Five are against it, two are open for discussion. For the winner, gas drilling could be the newcomer's first big controversial vote on the Dallas City Council. BJ Austin, KERA News.